This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. India and Israel have exchanged multiple memoranda of understandings, MOUs, on several areas including cultural exchange, geophysical exploration, fisheries and aquaculture, UPI, and for advanced education through use of artificial intelligence. The MOUs were exchanged after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said India-Israel relationship is founded on the strong bedrock of deep trust, shared democratic values and profound human sensitivities. He said the bond has stood the test of every trial of time. The Prime Minister said both sides have taken the historic decision to elevate the time-tested partnership to the status of a special strategic partnership.
Hamare sambandh gehre vishwas, saajha loktantrik mulyon aur manviya samvedanaon ki majboot aadharshila par aadharit hai, us par sthapit hai. Hamare rishte samay ki har kasoti par khare utre hain. आज हमने अपनी टाइम टेस्टेड साझेदारी को स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देने का ऐतिहासिक निर्णय लिया है. यह निर्णय दोनों देशों के लोगों की आकांक्षाओं का प्रतिबिंब है.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी हैज अराइव्ड इन न्यू दिल्ली आफ्टर कंक्लूडिंग हिज टू डे हिस्टोरिक विजिट टू इसराइल. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the post-budget webinar on technology, reforms and finance for Vikasit Bharat this morning through video conferencing. The webinar will entail discussions on public capex, infrastructure, banking sector reforms, financial sector architecture, deepening capital markets and ease of living through tax reforms. The webinar is the first in a series of post-budget webinars being organized on key themes emerging from the Union Budget 2026-27. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has stated that India will not be deterred by nuclear blackmail, emphasising that chemical, biological, radiological and nuclear, CBRN, should be considered more as an environment than a threat. Inaugurating the CBRN conclave in New Delhi yesterday, General Chauhan underlined the need to brace oneself to operate in contaminated environments. He stressed the need to stay ready with indigenous, state-of-the-art CBRN defence equipment, including early warning systems, lightweight individual protective equipment and specialised gadgets to carry out coordinated operations in synergy with military and civilian establishments. On the instructions of the Supreme Court, the incomplete final voter list of West Bengal will be published tomorrow, including the names of those voters whose documents and information are still under judicial verification in the SIR process. According to Commission sources, at the beginning of the SIR process, the state had more than 7 crore 66 lakh voters. From that, about 58 lakh names of deceased, relocated, missing and fake voters have been excluded from the draft list. The names of the remaining 7 crore 8 lakh voters in the draft list will appear in the final list. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has dismissed the claim of Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee that 1 crore 20 lakh names might be excluded from the final voter list. The Union Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways has approved the development of a jetty with allied facilities for handling green hydrogen, ammonia and other liquid cargo at Paradip Port at an estimated cost of over 797 crore rupees. The project will be implemented by Paradip Port Authority on a build-operate-transfer basis. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal said the project will not only enhance cargo capacity but also catalyze investment, generate employment and create a robust green energy ecosystem in eastern India. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India defeated Zimbabwe by 72 runs in a crucial Super 8 match at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Put into bat first, the Suryakumar Yadav-led men in blue posted a massive 256 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs, riding on Hardik Pandya's unbeaten 50, Abhishek Sharma's 55 and Tilak Verma's 44. And with that, we end this news bulletin.